days of lounging in Bar Harbor, they were both somewhat browner than before. Summer stood with idle discontentment, yet the two girls remained wholly unchanged. The eldest of the girls brought by scoops of Kelton toadstools, a wild look in her eye as she kept them disguised. She never gave her creations much light, keeping them from the strange adult's prying sight. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Yeah, your rock and roll can only last this long. The youngest of the girls was a shade away from fair, but her head filled a bonnet front nicely with hair. The summer found that head alone deep within her books, with regret for their difference from life. So they set off to the hills, toes to the wind. Her bonnet might stay tight as she comes round the bend. It's time to bring old Silas home, he's been gone too long. They wanna hear his banjo, they wanna hear his song. They wanna breathe cool mountain air flung down the stream. Vast alluring puddles drip and trickle on the stream. Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Well, your rock and roll can only last this long. Well, Silas, don't be such an affectionate thing. Well, 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 your rock and roll can only last this long. Only last this long.
A simple situation, he played himself to air.
there to fill the many nook and niche that were abundant there.
In God's scattered spirit, return it to his bones. He calmly finished Cripple Creek and said, now I'll go home. Silas and the girls down on toadstools and tea, with an Appalachian sun rising over the sea. Silas, don't let such a fashion a thing.